The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.
Oh, hang on. Here's a brand new segment for our last show of the year.
They've stuffed it up again!
They've failed again. FIFA bar and they've failed again. Oh, God, not again.
Well, hang on. Shouldn't we be celebrating all the good stuff we've done?
Yeah, I know. What are they doing? Bad stuff.
Yeah, they found all the worst mistakes.
Do we say goodbye to the show now? This could go for a long time.
Actually, there's a lot of things we could go through.
This could go forever.
Why don't we start with Fifi Box, who's not here to defend herself, so we may as well put
Let's
her under the bus.
Let's play all Fifi.
Look, popular world leaders, she does struggle sometimes with the pronunciations of their names. What about, of course, this leader that most in the know, it's a pretty simple name to get right.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un to give up all his weapons.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
There we go. Not hard. Well, apparently it is hard.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un's face.
Kim Jong-un's reaction.
Kim Jong-un.
Donald Trump. And Kim Jong-un.
Trump and Kim Jong-un together handpicked all this food that he thought Kim Jong-un would like.
Trump and Kim Jong-un.
I know a little bit about Kim Jong-un.
As a Tin Turn graduate,
yeah,
she'd be pretty upset with
that. Oh, she's definitely... Scotty James is the pride of Tin Turn, obviously the Winter Olympian and Fees.
Oh, they just... No, Fees. They just used him because he was a sportsman.
And here is what apparently the management of Fox have said is some of the worst radio we've put out this year, this next 60 seconds.
Obviously, I'm not in it.
You're right in the middle of it. look, this is your budgie biscuit, of course. Your budgie, Fev, has a nemesis by the name of Poppet.
Oh, No, he doesn't. Poppet gave nothing.
So Poppet has come in. Now it was the owner of a budgie called Poppet, because we were saying, oh, Fev's budgie, biscuit's got nothing, it offers nothing, it can't talk, it doesn't have any real skills.
Yeah.
They said, well, our budgie, Poppet, is amazing, it can talk, it's brilliant.
Did it?
We brought Poppet in, and we're still regretting the decision.
Yeah, I think so are the people that brought him in.
I have a feeling that Poppet might be feeling the pressure. Let's just tone the pressure down.
What, do Fev and I leave?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they'd leave. They're the ones...
We'll just leave the music on in the background.
Mate, if I leave and that bird talks, I still won't believe it. It didn't talk when I was in here.
5 minutes later.
He's talking on the way in here.
Wow. Oh, was he? Yeah.
No,
he said, turn left.
Now you're just doing gags. I mean, good gear, but the bird's doing nothing.
Just got to give it a few minutes.
My name's Poppet and I can't talk.
No.
I'll just pop out and get a coffee. I'll come back.
8 minutes later, when Poppet finally had enough.
Fev's got my bell. Fev's got my bell.
Oh, s***.
Relax.
Come here.
It's my mouth.
Man down.
when you're basically swamped by and swooped by Poppet, it was one of the great moments. It sounded awful.
The lovely couple from Macrae come down and he said Poppet was talking all the way down. No, he wasn't. And then Poppet thought he's a budgie, thought he was a bloody magpie, started trying to swoop me because I had his bell.
But the video, we've put it on our Insta story, we're
I
about
did get
to.
Scared.
101.9 The Fox.
Thief not here, Fev and Byron on deck.
Fox FM's Black Thunders.
Now, our promo vehicles, the Fox FM Black Thunders, always out there in Melbourne, giving away great stuff. We always let you know where they are in Melbourne. But, Fev, this is a highly unusual use of a Black Thunder.
Yeah, it is. And I did sign off yesterday and for my last show when we were at the Crown Atrium.
You did. You decided we were done for the year.
Yeah, I played Holidays. Holidays. But I got a call later on in the day from our boss.
Right.
Because I've got the kids and I've got to take them to school. But she said, I threw a little carrot out there, as I said earlier. And she said, how about I get one of the Black Thunders to pick up your kids? Because Alex can't drive because after surgery, you're not allowed to drive for a couple of weeks. We'll get Big Fish, Blake, to pick up the kids.
Well, Big Fish doesn't do school pickups.
Well, we've got Blake in the studio. Well,
his name's Big Fish. Let's
Big
get
Fish!
Good morning.
Good morning. Live and in the flesh. Here we are.
We've had some big names on this show in 2018, but to have Big Fish, the Black Thunder pilot, in here is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's a good-looking rooster. He's just fresh from an overseas trip. Now, mate, you've got to pick up my kids. take him to school in the Black Thunder. You've got to open up the boot, give away some goodies for all the kiddies going to school and all the mums and dads dropping off their kids.
Yep.
So if you're around the area...
Well, hang on. Are you turning it into a promo now?
Yeah, what's for that's great branding.
Well, don't your kids just want to just get to school a bit low-key?
I'm chipping Lulu and Lenny might run off pretty quick because they did say to me yesterday...
That's embarrassing.
Dad, we've got lots of street cred at school. Like, we've got a reputation.
You can't turn up with Big Fish.
And then I said, Big Fish is coming. They go, oh, do we have to stand there? Because we might lose our rep.
All right.
No, but there'll be lots of giveaways. All the kids that go to my kids' school.
Oh, wow.
Look out for Big Fish. Go up and give him a bit of a cuddle.
Here we
get him up. Shake his hair. Really annoy him. Big Fish. In the flesh, giving out goodies.
It's a new career low for Big Fish.
Is it a new low?
Yeah, absolutely.
101.9 The Fox.
We're doing this.
They're starting up again. They've failed again. FIFA bar and they've failed again. Oh, God, not again.
I mean, they're really, so it's a bit of a slap in the face, really.
Yeah, it is, and we've made a lot of mistakes over the year.
Well, not that many.
Oh, well, press a button, monkey. Listen to this.
Oh, this
remember when you rang up the, when you threw to our show and you said a swear word?
I called the radio station by swear word. This will surely be the only stuff up, though. You won't have many more. This will just be the one. Here we go. Calvin Harris, Sam Smith, Promises, Melbourne's 101.9, I literally had to dump myself then. I've had to press dump on literally on myself.
Byron.
I called the radio station by a rude word.
That's my favourite moment of the year.
I was thinking of the next thing I was about to say, and I've got it mucked up. You know when you're two steps ahead of yourself?
What's the radio station called?
It's called
Byron?
The Fox. So there we go. That's a great summary of all the fails. So we're all done.
One of the great moments on air this year.
So we're done.
And no, please, press a button. There's more.
Conspiracy theories. Ooh, you love them. What?
With X-Files.
I normally have
X-Files.
Where
is that?
Where is it?
You used to have stuff,
I used to
Fred.
Do stuff.
In all honesty, you used to have a board, and any time you requested something,
oh, look
it was
for
there
your
to
stupid
get...
music. On this system, I type in X-Files and nothing comes up. It's a stupid system. Leon, why when I type X-Files, does X-Files not come up?
I reckon if I came in there and typed in X-Files, it would come up.
I found it.
No, I found it.
I found it.
Oh, Byron. It is Byron. We just proved it's Byron. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Not another one.
Byron, there's more. When Byron got dressed today, he put his shirt on the wrong way. He's having a real rough morning.
This is a rough morning.
What's happened?
I don't know. Is this around the back the front, is it?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the Tradioki jingle.
No.
It's also not here.
We want to talk about your top.
That's not even to do with my panel. That's actually just a fashion comment.
Yeah, but you had a big night the night before. Okay. And I'm going to throw in a six-pack of steak knives, and there's more.
Oh, you're kidding. What we're going to do...
Next.
DJ Konski hits an old school.
DJ who?
DJ Konski. Hits an old school. Then we're going to come back and play as many games as we have to of Alpha Bucks.
Very careful with his name.
What did you say?
Well, DJ Konski is his name, and I said something else.
And guess what? There's more.
No. Brenton.
Absolute banger, Fev.
There we go.
The only way that was getting a card is if Gregory decided to put his stupid interruptions in.
Yeah.
Thanks for your continued support, Brenton.
Doing Insta stories.
Sometimes I get the buttons wrong. During Green Day then, you might have heard a little bit of S Club 7. because Fev was thinking of playing S Club 7 and then I was mucking around on the desk and I think during the second verse, S Club 7
may have
kicked in. So I do apologise for that.
All right. There's often times everyone listening in the car or on the workplace that Byron just likes to get on his Insta. That's Byron Cook with an E
on
the
end. Yeah, get around.
And
it.
He forgets to press the buttons.
I'm speaking.
Press the button again.
No, there's no more. Let you in on something here. It's 8:02. It's the pop quiz. We do it every day. I, Byron Cook, have responded to a lot of...
Backlash
on social media, it's fair to say. Once I press this intro, I am out of this segment. You're running the show, baby.
Thank God.
Are you smarter than...
Okay,
That's the wrong intro.
Oh, my God. Are you smarter than... He stuffed it up again.
Okay.
This is a pop quiz, mate. 10,000.
When I press this button, it's over to you.
We could go on and on.
Well, that one's from a lot. What's the bloody pop quiz? I don't even remember that.
We could go on and on, but we've got to go to other more pressing things.
101.9 The Fox.
We're even looking back on some of our, well, some of our fails earlier, but also some of our favourite moments.
Let's be honest, we've had a lot of fun over the year, and it's so much fun coming into to work, and we all like to prank each other. And earlier on in the year, Fifi came back from a holiday, and she binged on a show called Outlander, which starred a Scottish superstar, good-looking rooster, Sam Ewan. He rocks around in his kilt. And the reason I know so much about this guy is because my wife, Alex, also fell in love with him.
This guy.
My brother's fiance, Megan, loves him. They absolutely frothed over him. They're like, oh, he's the best.
Remember we took all these calls. I mean, half of Melbourne's ladies are just mad for this guy.
So I thought I'd get him on the line. We've moved heaven and earth. Our wonderful producers have managed to do something that I thought would be impossible to do, but because Leon, Tim and Case are the best in the business.
They work so hard behind the scenes.
They do work hard behind the scenes, and we've managed to get this for you, Boxy.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Hewn here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander. I'm currently in my trailer on set in Bannockburn in a very cold Scotland on season 4 of your favourite show. I've been told you're a fan of my character. I'm very, very flattered. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
Was that really him? You're welcome.
No, tell me, was it just an impersonator?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
No, oh, thank
see,
you.
See, we do something nice.
Hang on, I'm just... Really, was that him? I don't believe that.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you believe that we could do something nice?
No, I'm really great. I'm shocked. I'm a bit thrown. That was amazing. Can I hear it again?
Absolutely.
Of course you can.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
Hello, Fifi. It's Sam Hewn here, or you might know me as Jamie from Outlander.
She's got that nervous giggle.
I'm currently my trailer on set in Bannockburn, a very cool Scotland, on season 4 of your favourite show. I've been told you're a fan of my character. I'm very, very flattered. Hopefully I can get out to Australia to see you. Thanks again for watching the show, and maybe see you soon.
Well, as soon as it happened, I went out to Leon. I go, dude, see if we can get you guys made. I've already emailed his agent, and they did it within, 2 days?
48 hours. Great
48
work.
48 hours.
Oh, my heart is going a million miles an hour. Did he do a little video? Can I see him do it?
Is there a video or down the line?
It was down the line.
This was on set, mate.
I know. That was Sam.
Is there a video? Never happy. Never happy.
Nothing's
enough.
He
said my name. Can I please get that again?
You can have it on
the phone.
Hey, that could be your ringtone. You can have that as your ringtone when Damien calls.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm in a relationship.
Is there a thank you or?
No, I said thank you. That's incredible.
Possible,
I'm so touched.
Possible reason there is a possible reason there's no video.
But I love how you're so excited.
What is the reason?
But it's actually Leon's boyfriend, Ian.
Leon's Scottish boyfriend, Ian.
Got him, yes, go on.
101.9, The Fox.
This was... Look, and this, unfortunately for Fev, you're going to have to...
This is not really funny, is it?
...relive this moment. This was our favourite prank on Fev for the year. It involves his favourite singer, Callum Scott. I mean, you might be questioning how much he loved Callum at the time.
This was early in the year.
Yeah, when you hear this prank. So Callum Scott agreed to join us and have a bit of fun here with the show. This was the situation we were in with the popular singer Callum Scott, who you'll know from Fev's favourite song, Dancing on My Own.
Tradioke.
Yeah. Well, let's just get to it here.
Now, Callum Scott, you are such a legend because not only are you just a legend because of your music ability and your talent, but you have agreed to dress up as a tradie and pretend to be a tradie.
Mm-hmm.
We're running an X Factor style audition process right now with tradies.
Okay.
Now, Brendan Favola sings your song Dancing on My Own more than any other song. He is obsessed with it.
Oh, bless him.
And we're going to see whether or not he realises that Callum Scott is singing it in front of him, because he's going to think you're a tradie called Scott. So you're Scott from Scoresby. What's your trade,
Scott,
actually?
Scott from Scoresby?
Should we make you?
I like bricks.
Bricklayer.
Yeah,
so
I like
bricks. You're Scott, a bricklayer from Scoresby. Now, you've been accompanied by your very talented friend, Ace, but we'll call him Sam. So Sam and Scott, bricklayers from Scoresby. Under no circumstances are you the actual Callum Scott.
No.
Okay.
perfect.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be good. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so Fev's unaware at this point. Picture this. He then walks into the room. We're doing our X Factor style auditions. A couple of other tradies had come in performing other songs.
They were good too.
Callum Scott walks in as a tradie in disguise with his keyboard player also in the hi-viz. They have performed that, and Fev has seen that performance right in front of him. Fifa and I either side of him at the desk. It was like an X Factor audition. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Fev has literally just witnessed that performance. He obviously hasn't seen many Callum Scott music videos at the time. He's just heard Callum Scott. Here is Fev's feedback. Yes.
It's not often I get played.
You're pretty good because you're normally the player.
Yeah.
And for once, you finally got played. So
good and proper.
Here was Fev's feedback to the tradie Scott from Scoresby.
So far away, but still so near. The lights come on, the music dies. But you don't see me standing.
Jerry's turn. Pick that microphone up and drop it.
Tradeoki, Fev just dropped the mic. Scott there and Sam from Scoresby, bricklayers from Scoresby. I mean, what do you make of that?
That was so good.
Leon, get his details. We're going to sign him up. Touchdown.
That was so good. You are so talented. Like, we could try and send that to Callum Scott himself.
Thanks, yeah.
And he's heard me singing and it wasn't very good.
Yeah, Callum has heard Fev and he didn't get a good appraisal from that.
Fev spoke to Callum Scott on the phone a year or so ago and he gave you some feedback.
Yeah, it was just before he released his new song and he said, please don't sing that one because you butchered my old one.
Could that be better than Callum Scott?
Well, if Callum Scott's going to hear it, no, but yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
That was unbelievable. You obviously sing.
A little.
A little. Mate, you're amazing. You need a record deal.
Absolutely, I agree.
Fox's very own.
Boy, boy. Yeah,
I mean...
Handshakes around.
Like, for argument's sake, what if that was Callum Scott standing in front of you singing?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
It is not.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's Callum Scott.
All right, stitch up.
Callum Scott's in Australia.
Really?
To promote his debut album, Only Human, available for pre-order now. It hits stores March the 9th.
Oh, God, that's a stitch up.
You have no idea. I thought I was going to mess up on the accent so badly.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was looking at him going, Jesus Christ. And all this. I was going to go, for a roof tiler, his boots are very clean.
Oh, we got you a beauty.
Yeah, well done, Byron, Fee and everyone. That would hands down, I've done a lot of stupid things in my time, but I've never been more embarrassed. That was the most embarrassing moment of my whole life.
Well, the only thing that's more embarrassing than hearing it is watching it, and we've put it up on our Insta story.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
101.9 The Fox.
All right, let's throw it out to these guys.
Fox FM's Black Thunders.
Black Thunder pilot, Big Fish, where you at, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Byron, that's it. Look, when I heard it was going to be 38 degrees today, I knew the day was going to be a good one, but I didn't think it was going to turn into a great one because I am on the way to Lenny and Lulu Favola's school. That's right. I've got the girls in the car. Girls, say g'day.
Hi.
Oh, they are so excited.
How's Lulu going, Big Fish?
Oh, it's going to be great, mate. I've got the car stacked with so much sugar, all the bad stuff, and I'm going to take it straight to the school. Chockies, chips, drinks, you name it.
Big Fish.
Okay, now here's what's happened, guys, just to bring everyone up to speed. Fev has been on new dad duty this week, and we always agreed that at 8 o'clock he would drop the kids off because obviously Alex has got her hands full with little Toby. Now, we really needed Fev to go through till 9 this morning because Fief is not with us. She's sick. So, Fev, how has it worked out that this is happening?
Oh, because I've actually got time off from Wednesday last week. So
right.
I'm on holidays, but obviously Fee's not here. And I was leaving at 8, as you said, because Alex can't drive. Drop the kids off at school, but I have to be here till 9, so Boss Amanda thought we'll get Big Fish to pick them up in a Black Thunder and drop them off at school and give some giveaways.
Now, they must be mortified and embarrassed.
Lulu was crying, Alex just said.
Right.
Did not want to go in the car with Big Fish.
Well,
I tell you what, Lulu actually came out of the gate, looked at me, and went back inside.
Yeah, she ran back around the back.
Some great giveaways there, though. Obviously, look, if you are as part of the school there, Lenny and Lulu School, you should get your hands on some great prizes.
Yeah, they're going to be giving away lots of stuff. Get them all sugared up for the teachers.
Good on you, Big Fish.
No worries. 27. Let's go to school,
girl. 1019, The Fox.
They're starting up again.
They've failed again. FIFA bar and they've failed again. Oh, God, not again.
I wish this was the first one of these, but we've been doing these since six, and there seems to be a disturbing amount of examples.
Mate, we could play Till Christmas.
Yeah.
Best of.
Now, this one...
Stuff Up's Bar.
Who would have thought this one involves you ruining something, Fev? Thief was trying to have a very important conversation about an Australian music legend, Jimmy Barnes, who just released a book and also a film had come out where Jimmy really deals with a lot of very confronting personal matters. You didn't quite read the tone as well as we would have hoped.
He was performing at a gig, and after the show, a woman in her 30s came up to him with a letter and said, "I think you're my father." Anyway, he's gone home, he's read it, and there's a photo.
Did he go, "Ah!"
No, it's not time for jokes. It's a serious story. Just, why? Why?
Anyway.
Good, well done.
He had a paternity test and found out that was his daughter.
Anyway.
Someone's child. Come on.
Then he had another girl.
Okay, so...
Oh, God. Apologies. Some of our best work.
Barnsley, if you're listening, apologies. That probably lacked the sensitivity that we would have hoped. But this was another one where I guess you guys proved, you, if nothing else, you're quite gullible.
Yes, Byron. Well, we obviously, we get live reads where we have to read out some text that's on a piece of paper. Hmm. And I'm a bit like Ron Burgundy. I just read whatever's on the page. So you guys thought you would stitch me up.
And Thief was involved in this as well.
Yeah, face involved.
We just thought, how trusting are they? If we just put anything in front of them, would they just read it? So Leon, our executive producer, wrote a pretend commercial for what seems to be an incredible technology in the lead up to Father's Day, and you guys have read it verbatim.
Father's Day is just around the corner.
Yes, but for some people it can be tough when your dad lives interstate or overseas.
That's right. So Melbourne's FDT Technology is launching a brand new trial system that can fix these problems and bring family together on that important day.
Using advanced saliva induction systems, our team will gather DNA and clone your relative. That's it. Interesting. With an almost 99% success rate.
Wow. Don't miss your father this Father's Day. Clone him with FDT technology.
Conditions apply. Technology is still in the early testing phase. Interesting.
You have breached our trust.
I know.
Doing another live read ever.
Can we just play back my favourite part of it as Thief realises what she's reading?
Wow, don't miss your father this Father's Day. Clone him with FDT technology.
Conditions apply. Technology is still in the early testing phase. What about when I said, "Oh, that's interesting," and then laughed when I'm doing conditions apply?
Because I just suggested someone clone their dad.
What was going on?
1019, The Fox.
Thief not on deck this morning, but Fev is here. I'm here as well, just carrying the show, doing the thing, Fev.
Well done, Byron.
12 past 7.
Just a quick shout-out to the tradie across the road on Clarendon Street with the green earmuffs on. He's got this blasting shaggy, and he was bopping. He was on the ladder, just dancing away to it. I was having a good old
shout chuckle. Shout-outs.
So shout-out to you, mate.
You sometimes go over to the rooftop just to look at the...
I was just
the,
seeing how hot it was,
the
yeah.
weather, yeah.
And,
no, good stuff.
He's over there bopping away.
Love it.
Geez, we love our tradies. Now, guys, Melbourne, I need your help. Obviously, we've had a new addition in Toby Byron come home.
It's a week and a day now.
Yeah, it's been a 2 days, and it's been amazing week. She's so beautiful, but someone suffered in the family.
Well, the other siblings, or
no? They've been great. Which I thought might be a little bit iffy. Would probably Lulu, because she's been the baby, but she's been amazing.
Well, good on you, Lulu.
She just loves her little sister. It's Biscuit Byron, our pet budgie.
I haven't even thought about Biscuit.
Yeah, neither did we. No, we've been giving Biscuit a lot of love.
That might be part of the problem.
But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we obviously weren't home. And the kids stayed with us on the weekend.
Right, well,
and no one had been home.
Well,
so
what happens?
Biscuit's just been in his cage. So now we've been home for the last week.
Yeah.
We've been trying to get him out, but he just won't come out. He just sits in his perch and turns his back and faces the other way.
Is Biscuit depressed?
I think he might be. I don't know how to fix this. I've brought him this little honey seed, like it's a treat. It's on a stick, and I put it up on his little playhouse.
You can't buy Biscuit.
And I'm trying to feed him outside to get him out, but he just won't fly.
He wants love, mate. He doesn't want.
But we're giving him a lot of love. But I think he's just like, oh, geez, there's a new toy in town. I'm not getting much love. So I need 131060 Melbourne. What do we do?
What are you asking people if they've had a depressed budgie?
No, but I spoke to Charlotte, and Charlotte earlier today was telling me about she had two pet lovebirds.
She does our digital stuff. She's brilliant.
Yeah,
okay,
she's brilliant. What happened to your lovebirds?
One accidentally. Well, my mum left the door open, and the bird flew away.
Well, that's just going to happen. That's just stupidity.
Yep. And the partner of the bird died of a heartbreak.
This is really sad.
Yeah, well, it is.
Well, but what are we looking for on the phones? Because all that was just a sad story.
I just want to know what I have to do.
Yeah, okay. So how can we cheer up Biscuit?
Because treats aren't working.
No.
I've been giving him a lot of pats, but he just won't fly out of his cage anymore.
Fair enough.
So maybe if Poppet's parents want to give up a call.
Poppet was another budgie that came in that offered nothing. Yeah. Poppet won't help this situation.
131060, please help.
Okay, 13. I don't know if the phones are going to go crazy for this one.
No, they probably won't. Same as your phone earlier on about. What was the first one?
No, it was really good.
It was terrific.
Anyway, call us. What can we do for Biscuit the Budgie?
1019 The Fox.
Fev, your budgie Biscuit.
There's a lot going on in the world, and this is one of the pressing times in our household. We've brought a new baby home, little baby Tobes, getting a lot of attention, but we've been trying to give a lot of attention to our pet budgie Biscuit.
Well, you forgot Biscuit existed for about a week.
No, because we just weren't home. Because when I get home from school, when I get home from school, from work, I let Biscuit out and he flies around all day and he sits up on his little perch and he has a bit of fun. But we've been opening, because we weren't home, we've been opening the cage now that we are home, and he just won't fly out. He's just giving nothing. I think he's depressed.
Doesn't have the usual pep in his step.
No, he's got nothing. He's a bit like you on a Monday morning. He's got no pep because he's had a big weekend. But Biscuit's sad. So I thought 131060 Melbourne, can you help me? We've got Jeanette from Leicesterfield. G'day, Jeanette.
Hi, morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Are you an expert in budgies?
Well, no, I'm not an expert, but I thought that maybe he's bored with his surroundings.
Well, there's every chance of that. Well, all Feb does is watch NFL every day, so he would be bored.
Yeah, no. Dress up his cage a bit like, you know, it's Christmas. So put some tinsel in his cage and put some bells here and there. You know.
That could help.
Maybe change the scenery.
Yes.
All right, I might do that today, Jeanette. Thank you.
So you're actually going to go home and decorate a birdcage?
I'm going to Chatty today to get some Christmas presents, and I'll buy Biscuit some new toys. Change the whole lot. Brad from Cranbourne. Good morning, Brad.
How you going, guys?
Very well, mate. Can you help me out?
Yeah, basically, budgies have a short-term memory pretty much, and they never go back to training. So you got to go back to the beginning.
Oh.
We had budgies. And they were hand-reared, and then all of a sudden they forgot everything after about 3 days.
That's right. Oh, so it's a bit like a fish that goes round and round and forgets that it's on the lap of the fishbowl. It's a similar process with a budgie.
Memory like a fish. That's the old saying, exactly. Ryan.
So would Fev have to reintroduce himself to Biscuit?
Pretty much start from the beginning again. Put your hand in the cage, put your finger there.
Yeah, I've been doing that. Been rubbing Because we always say hop up, Biscuit, and he just puts his foot on and he hops up. But then when I go to take him out of the cage, he flies back onto his little wooden stick.
He's depressed.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad. Now, look, this is interesting. You recall Biscuit had a nemesis called Poppet, a talking budgie that always brought the skills to the table, and we had videos sent of us of how talented Poppet
and then
was.
Crumbled under the pressure.
Poppet gave us nothing.
They were a lovely couple from Macrae.
Well, the mother of Poppet is actually on the line.
Caroline.
Hi, how you going?
Good morning. How's Poppet going?
He's very well, and he has an excellent memory. So I'm not sure if I agree with that comment.
Does he remember coming in here?
I'm sure if we brought him back in, he'd remember.
And he'll swoop me again?
Well, if you had his bell.
Yes. Right. Now, Caroline, what do I need to do with Biscuit?
Well, I just wondered if he'd been traumatised by something. Can you see birds outside?
He looks at me. Yes, he does. There's birds outside. But what he does, he flies up to the window and he sits there, and then those big birds with the big beak, and they charge the window, and then he flies off. But I reckon he's playing a game because he always flies there and he whistles.
Petrified.
And then when they fly down, he flies off, but then he flies back again. Would that be...
Yeah, so he's teasing them too.
Yeah, right. I think he actually is.
Okay, I've uncovered something here.
What are those birds called, the one with the big beaks?
A minor?
No, they look. No, they look like a koala. They look like a kookaburra, but they're not as big.
What, kingfisher?
Oh, butcher birds.
Butcher birds. Butcher that's birds, them.
Right.
Yes, they kill budgies.
Yes, I know they do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then the bird's petrified and find a new place for the cage where it can't see these scary birds.
A lot of windows in our house, so I just got to. How do I get? Do I have to retrain him, Caroline?
Okay, how many more questions?
No, I think he's very clever. He's got a great memory. But, yeah, you have got a new baby, so maybe a little bit more love.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much Caroline helped there, but we do appreciate the call. It was
no,
great.
I really do appreciate it. I appreciate all our calls, Brian. Yeah. Remember when she brought, take a leaf out of my book.
Remember when she brought Poppet into the studio?
Yeah, but Poppet was just scared.
1019 The Fox.
If you are a believer in UFOs, 131060, call us right now. Fev, this was a point of discussion in your household last night.
Yeah, it was, Byron. I'm not much of an astronaut, as you know. Oh, no, I'm not much of a NASA man.
No.
My knowledge of outer space is zero.
Well, you haven't been, so that's fair enough.
I've got no idea. I think the world's flat. So we're sitting around having some nice beef last night, sitting down.
Don't get bogged down in the actual
little
dinner.
Little Lendog. No, you've got to just build it up. Okay. Lendog said to me, Dad, do you reckon there's life on another planet? So sorry, what?
Just over the dinner table?
Just over the dinner table. Yeah. And I said, yeah, there is. It's about 200 years away. So if we got into a rocket and went over, you'd die. So and she goes, what?
So you said that quite confidently.
Yeah, I said it as if I called my kid Brenda, which is obviously not Brenda. And I sat there and Lulu was like, oh, my God, there's that means there's another Earth. And I said, yeah. Lenny didn't say anything, straight onto her iPhone, Google, yeah. She said, Dad, you're a liar. I just Googled it. So Google cost me. But then she asked Al, and Al said, well, it would be naive to think that there wasn't.
I agree with Al. Like, how would you know if you haven't been to the other side of the universe?
We don't know because it's such a big place. And she was talking...
It's infinite.
And then Alex started talking about all our planets that we know of.
Good chat over
Uranus
dinner.
Uranus and... when she said Uranus, I said, oh, honey, it's a bit rude at dinner table. But that didn't go down well. It didn't go down well at all. Just poor crowd.
Well, you're trying to have a serious conversation. Yeah. So.
And we started talking about Mars and Venus and all that. And she was saying that the planets that we know, we obviously know they're there, but there's got to be more.
Yeah.
And that was when I tuned out and started eating because it got way too smart for me.
Fair enough. Look, we did have some callers. They were screened. I don't think they brought anything new to the conversation that you were having there with me about UFOs.
Yeah, no.
No, so...
Because they don't exist.
Well, you can't say that. You can't say they don't exist.
Well... If I was an alien and I was a UFO, I'd be going looking down at us, going, "Look at those little minions! I'm going to go down there and get them."
Okay,
that's how they talk.
Okay, that's how they talk.
Oh,
that's...
look at that guy! He looks like a big giraffe. No, we're talking about you, old chicken legs.
Okay, what just happened?
We finished it.
Well, I don't know what happened. We definitely need a break.
Well, you threw to me because we had no bloody callers and I didn't know what to say, so I just took the piss out of you.
That was very good. I really enjoyed it. What about yesterday? Huge moment on the show. We gave away $20,000 yesterday at Crown Atrium, and well done to our winner, Melanie.
This is a consolation prize.
What does it say in there? What does it say in there?
You can read it.
Just a little,
please,
there's some
please,
sort of little.
Please.
Well done to her. That was fantastic stuff for Melanie. Now, it was a massive morning at Crown yesterday for Fox FM's Million Dollar Christmas Cracker. And a big shout out to Adventure Park in Geelong, who hooked up everybody that was there with an awesome time at Adventure Park Geelong. It's Victoria's biggest water theme park and home of the tornado. So everyone that was there gets to go down to Adventure Park in Geelong.
Straight over the West Gate, get down to G-Troid. I might take the kids over there over the summer.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Probably. I'll organise some tickets for you, mate, and that's your Christmas gift.
1019 The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. We won't be on the next couple of weeks. We'll come back in the new year. We've all signed contracts and stuff. We're all good. We're all coming back. No, mine's... Mine's signed.
Yeah, we're all done.
No, good. No, just check here. Just making sure we're all...
Yep, yeah, so it's been a huge year. Obviously, Fee can't be with us, so I'll speak on behalf of her. Thank you, Melbourne, for listening in every morning from 6 till 9. We've had a great year. We've had a lot of ups. We've been overseas for my bucks.
Oh, the Bali Bucks.
We've done a lot of things. We've stitched a lot of people up. Thank you for making us the number one breakfast show in Melbourne. We love driving you to work. Have a very safe Christmas. Stay safe. Be happy. And we'll see you in the new year, 2019.
Yeah, no, beautifully said. And
we love you all.
We shouldn't name names, but we will. We want to thank our whole team. Yes. Ali out there, Leon Shergren, exec producer. Adrian, Brian, Amanda Lee, our bosses this year. Tim James.
Casey
Frame. Nikki Markovics in the newsroom. Charlotte, who does all our videos. Brilliant. Brad Guy, who did a lot of them through the year. Brilliant.
Brad Guy.
Blake Big Fish Francis, who's been very prominent. Thomas Green, who leaves us for adventures.
Have fun in New York, baby.
In New York, we love.
It will be the Empire State Building.
Oh, there's a line there, but I won't say it for Tom, but he has been brilliant all year, our audio guru. All right, that's it for us. We're going to press play on this one.
Merry Christmas.
And then Aaron Rich will flick the switch next on The Fox.
Woo! 219 The Fox, Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Melbourne represent.
Let's do it. You go first.
Danny Green, Mundine, Feb was stuck in between. Fifi, Mera, Fitzroy, Callan Scott, Decoy.
That's Callan Scott.
I stitch up.
Fifi loves Batman. And plastic bags.
Bonking. Band.
Aaron Rich flicked the switch. Easter Tuesday off. Little baby Brenda. Fifi loves Outlander. Royal wedding giveaway.
I'm gonna tell you the core day.
Fifi, Feb and Byron. Please don't shed a tear. They'll be back next year. Lizzie, Rosie, Cookie Box. Black Thunder's back at Fox. Trainees on the rooftop. We dropped a listener's car.
Oh,
oh, no.
Fifi's dating Russell Crowe. Byron stuffing up the show. Prince Harry's royal choir made news around the world.
Harry also got a surprise from a local radio station. Fifi, Feb and Brian.
Kids can now play Alpha Bucks. We went to Bali for Feb's Bucks. Does anyone remember the time Byron said f***?
Melbourne's 101.9 The I literally had to dump myself then. actually
Byron.
Fifi, Feb and Byron. Ooh. Don't shed a tear, they'll be back next year. Fifi, Feb and Byron. Favola and the Box. Back next year on the Fox. Michael Larkin eating rice. Fifi is the queen of slice. Trixie wasn't being nice.
What did you call Mum before?
Boring.
Saving Melbourne icons. Shotgun is Ben's favourite song. Match making mamas. Jimmy Barnes dramas.
That was his daughter.
As a nemesis for Vola's went from 5 to 6. Picking duck, tradie mix, rooftop, naked pics. Cocktails for the farmers, Fifi's not had a palmer. Scotty James snowboard, Fifi's 10-term school award. Jenny Craig no longer fat, Brett got a Feb tat. Ivy and Eddie, now they're going steady.
What?
Oodles of oodles, so many cavoodles. Feb getting names wrong, think that's the end of the song.
Oh God, what a relief.
Well done, mate. I think that's everything, isn't it?
Well, you missed stuff like Fifi being a psychic.
I tried to get the Prime Minister to bring back the bloody bags.
Ugh, I should have worked with Christian O'Donnell.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Want a drink?
Please don't shed a tear, they'll be back next year. Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Willow.
Favola and the Box, back next year on the Fox.
It's so good, Foxy.
The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury. Want more Fifi, Feb and Byron? Download the Fox app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at fox.com.au.
101.9 The Fox.